Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Kayla DeRoche. This week on AK, Samurai Musher. If you didn't hear the rendition of the Alaska flag song by a Japanese choral ensemble last week at Anchorage's Alaska Performing Arts Center, you missed something special. The finale of the musical play Samurai Musher brought the audience to its feet to sing along with the cast. The play told the story of Japanese musher Jujiro Wada, and as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, although the curtain has come down on the play, Wada's story is still unfolding.
The thread that connects the generations may get tangled for a while, but it is never broken. Although it is said that most Americans cannot trace their family further back than their grandparents, sometimes, no matter how tenuous the connection, the previous generations will find you. That's what happened to Heather O'Hare when she got some unexpected news.
My then boyfriend was actually teaching English in Japan, so I had already purchased a ticket, and I walked into my room one day and my dad comes up and he says, "Hey, remember those times you always wish you were Japanese? Well, be careful what you wish for, because it just came true."
As the audience filed out of the theater, O'Hare, from Modesto, California, tells how she found out that her great-great-grandpa was not only a famous Arctic adventurer in his day, but that he was Japanese.
And of course, I didn't believe it at first, and then super stoked afterwards.
O'Hare says neither she nor her family knew of their connection to Wada until about 10 years ago when a cousin, Rick Medeiros, did some research.
Well, I was told the story, and I got a hold of people in Japan, I got a hold of people in Alaska, the Yukon, and also a couple other states.
Medeiros, from Lodi, California, and a great-grandson of Wada, is considered something of the family historian. He located the Japanese author of a book about Wada, which had been translated into English by a historian in the Yukon. That research revealed the family link that had been buried for almost a century.
Most of the information I've received has been from Canada, the Yukon Territory.
How do you feel about this play?
Well, we've been with them all week, and they're very, very lovely people, and they're very proud. So are we. He was an amazing musher and also an amazing runner.
Wada mushed marathon distances and ran marathons, too, for cash prizes. One scene in the play takes place in 1907 in Nome's new arena. The play, in brief vignettes, tells of the ups and downs of Wada's life, from his first trip as a stowaway from Japan to San Francisco, and his rise to prominence in a pre-territory Alaska as a dog driver renowned for his courage and skill.
March! March!
Musher Wada's exploits were followed in newspapers of the time. He was even commissioned to blaze a trail from Seward to the Iditarod goldfields, and reporters went along to record his progress. But at one point, just before World War I, he was falsely accused of being a Japanese spy and faced discrimination as a result. The accusations ruined his reputation in the new Alaska Territory. Wada went to work in Canada's north, living on Herschel Island off the Yukon's Beaufort Sea coast. It is said that he mushed dogs as far as Winnipeg. He married into an Inupiat family and had a daughter, Himeko. But eventually, he went back to California, where he died in 1937. Somewhere down the decades, Wada's story was lost to Americans, but through the efforts of a Japanese society that memorializes his name and Alaska and Yukon historians, Wada is finally getting his due in the land of the midnight sun. O'Hare, Medeiros, and several other family members from Japan and California were special guests at the Alaska performances of Samurai Musher and traveled with the cast. It took 4 years of planning to get them all together in Alaska. O'Hare says since her trip to Japan 9 years ago, the distant relatives stay close.
It was a magical experience, and we have kept in touch over the last 9 years, and it's been a reunion.
The play was presented in Seward, Anchorage, and Fairbanks this month. The musical was brought to Alaska by the efforts of the Jujiro Wada Memorial Society in Japan and the Asian Alaska Cultural Center in Anchorage. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Michelle Troll, who's lived in Ketchikan for 3 decades, even though she always pictured herself making a life in a big city, like Seattle.
I was going to come here and live here for a couple of years. I continued to apply for jobs elsewhere, and then I met my now husband, Ray Troll, and he had no interest in moving back to the lower 48. So here I am, 31 years later. He walked into the newspaper and asked about getting some work done there. And then I would run into him at various other places around town. And he asked me out to lunch one day, and we were pretty much together every day after that. Once we got together, we were more or less staying in the state of Alaska. We looked around the state of Alaska for other places to move to, Homer, Sitka. Anchorage was never really an option, Juneau. But what happened was we ended up finding a house that we loved in town, and we moved into that house, and we've lived there for 23 years. I guess the thing that really hit me when I was living in Alaska and maybe struggling with thinking I would rather live elsewhere was we had some close friends that had moved here and lived here for 3 years, and they just couldn't stay any longer. They needed to go back to because of work. And they were so sad, and it really dawned on me that we're really fortunate that we actually get to live here and it works for us here. And there are so many other people who would really like to live in Alaska, but it just doesn't work for them.
Michelle Troll lives in Ketchikan. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ellen Lockyer, Ann Hellman, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Kayla DeRoche.